to another episode of Laughing Matters with Robert Barile. Brought to you, as always, by Stand Up Records. Check them out online, standuprecords.com. While you're there, buy my CD, Sex and Politics. My guest today...
Coming in with the plug right
coming
away.
Coming in with
it.
The plug. I open with plugs. Always open with plugs. Yeah. Turner Berriman, thanks for doing the show.
Hi.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's been a minute.
You've been out of town. You're back now. You got some shows. Let's get those plugs out of the way as well.
Yeah, you guys come to Corner Bar on the 9th and 10th of March. That's next Friday and Saturday. You're going to see me headline, and I know you've all been clamoring for it. You've been asking Robert,
the
where's
Turner?
Is
over. Yeah. The wait is over.
I'm back. I'm here, and Kate McCarthy is hosting. She's a very funny young comic in Minneapolis, and she's going to be crushing that. I'm going to be coming through with, you know, my slightly above average jokes. And
he's,
you know,
bringing jokes.
Hey, boy, oh boy, am I. Hey, and you know what? If you guys aren't feeling the jokes, I'll do some crowd work if I have to, you know?
I'm there not you go. It. Jack of many trades.
Yeah. I'm okay at crowd work. I'll get in there.
I was at Dangerfield in Shakopee last night, and I reached into the crowd work bag quite a bit.
Oh, you got it.
During my set. Quite a bit.
Sometimes you look into the crowd and you see a severe lack of sleeves, and you're like, I'm going to start with the crowd work. I'm just going to go right into the crowd work. There's enough American flag bandanas that I know that that's going to be necessary.
Absolutely. The ones that like really annoy me are the women with like really expressive faces, but they don't laugh.
Yeah.
Where it's just like big eyes, or like looking around, or like they do like a weird thing with their mouth, and it's like, what do you laugh or don't laugh? But don't, because there was no one in the front row.
Yeah.
Because they let them seat themselves there, which is always great. Because then it's just like a patchwork, like an airplane
gate
where no one's anywhere near each other. And
totally.
So, so she was the closest one to the stage with like four other people all facing, well, they obviously want them facing. They're facing me, but like they weren't, it was just expressions. It was just like.
Yeah, just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like the wide eyes, like, oh, that was a joke, but not.
I did River Falls in on Thursday.
Yeah, how was that?
It's so fun. That Johnny's
is great.
It's
yeah,
so
Johnny's,
fun. It's best room. Mm-hmm. But I forgot it was Wisconsin. I've been in LA a little too long, I think, and I started doing my sober material, and someone stood up and booed. I was doing a joke.
You were stood up and booed.
Yeah, stood up and booed during my joke about being sober, and then I was just like, I guess this is not the crowd for that, and then they all applauded, and then... And then I was just like, I switched topic, and they were cool. Like, they were cool the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were just like, no thank you. Yep. You do not talk about this here.
You keep your sober content out of this bar.
Yeah, and they were great other than that, but they were just like, no, we're here to do one thing, and that is to get extremely drunk.
I feel like the only way it would have been better is if he just would have shouted, not relatable.
Yeah.
Not relatable.
Yeah, that would have been more accurate. But he was drunk, so.
So
like,
he was drunk. Yeah, exactly.
I think
so
booze all he had.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Comedy Corner Underground next Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
Fantastic. I will be at the House of Comedy next Wednesday, March 7th, and Sunday, March 11th.
Yeah,
my first headline date's there. Fill in.
Yeah.
So it's a door deal.
Absolutely door deal. You don't know what a door deal is.
Yeah.
It means that if you don't come, Robert is going to make no money. So
I mean, there's a minimum. There's like a minimum wage.
Yes.
But beyond that, very little to be had unless people show up.
Yes. We did a Boy Kisses door deal there.
Oh,
and we made a whopping $0. Show did not happen, and that's what happened with that.
That's the thing with comedy, is like one week you can be on Comedy Central. You could be like featured or have something, and then the next week no one comes to your show. And
yeah.
You're like, well, that's...
That's the thing, is sometimes it's just like, with that show, that like it was a sketch show, and... The people, it just wasn't for the mall. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Some things
probably
just aren't
not
for the mall.
But I mean, like Ollie Sultan, he was on Heart of the City, and then I was with him a night or two later where he did Tom Chilstrom's room up in, I don't know, who gives a...
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, but he was... there were like two people not paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's...
They're like mad at you.
Exactly. How dare you interrupt Big Buck Hunter?
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, that's comedy. It's going from doing a thing that you think that the general public thinks what should make you some sort of famous person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day you're doing crowd work at a club in the mall to someone who doesn't speak English. So that's just...
And it's kind of like the bubble thing too, you know, where... I mean, people talk about like the election 2016, conservatives and liberals being in separate bubbles, their own bubbles. I feel like as comedians, we're kind of in bubbles too, where like things mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
You know, getting on shows, getting on this stuff, and justifiably so, because it can mean the difference between having a career or not.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you take one step out of that.
Oh, and people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. What is the show?
Yeah, that's
what is it. Broad City? What is that? Is that what show is what channel is that
you're
on?
Like excited to be on a podcast?
Yeah,
and people
yeah.
are like, mm-hmm. well, I don't even know how to download a podcast, so I don't know what. But yeah, but like to you, your comedian brain, you're like, well, mm-hmm. this matters.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, nothing matters. We all die.
Laughing matters.
Laughing
is what...
I'm so sorry.
I workshopped Nothing Matters as a title. And it didn't do as well. The nihilists liked it, but everyone else thought it was a bit of a downer.
I imagine there's a lot of nihilists listening to the Progressive Voice.
There could be. They haven't sold out to FM.
Yeah, I imagine they stick with AM for their whole life.
Yeah.
Totally. They're still listening on their...
White bread, AM radio.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way.
All right, so let's get down to it. I talked Black Panther a few weeks ago with Greg Coleman and Dana Ali. And Turner, I know you're a big movie buff.
Love the films.
Are you on the Movie Pass?
Oh, I'm on Movie Pass.
Yeah, I'm on Movie Pass,
too. You got
it.
Hey, I don't like to plug other people, like, things that aren't paying me, but Movie Pass, the best thing in the world.
It is stupid, Greg.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It feels like I'm getting away with something.
Yeah. Because you pay, it's still like $9.99 a month, right? Or $10 a month, something like that.
And I live in L.A., and L.A., it's insane. If I go to half a movie, I make the money back. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a movie costs $16, so you spend $9, you can see, it's amazing. I love MoviePass, fully
Most
on board.
Most theaters accept it.
Yeah, I haven't had a problem yet. Like, any movie I've wanted to see, I've been able to find, like, a theater that does it.
Yesterday, I went to Annihilation. Do not recommend it.
You didn't like it? I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't like it. Well, I mean, to the extent that, like, the group of... Because it was so stereotypical. Like any alien movie, basically.
Yeah.
Except, like, the crew was all girls, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Women. They're adults. I can call
them. It's a bunch of
14-year-old boy. It's a bunch of 9-year-old girls. Bold choice. I didn't think it paid off.
None of them could act.
Not a lot of focus, I feel like. But aside from that, it really went, like, it went so out there that you stopped kind of caring, I guess, basically.
Yeah,
but anyway, the point of why I'm even bringing this up is because I pulled out my MoviePass card and there was like a little cut in it where on the back that scanned and it discard better work.
Yeah.
If I lose my MoviePass, I might not see another movie.
Yeah,
like this is where I see them. This is how I'm going to see it now. It's ruined just paying for movies.
No, totally. I don't want to pay for a movie anymore.
Yeah.
No way. It's not worth it. Because then you're like thinking like, oh, is this movie worth $8? What are you kidding? No way. No, thank you.
I feel like this movie pass is almost like just a little taste of like being in the 1%.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay for this. Take this card. I'm not going to pay for this. Take this card. There you go. Right in, sir. Theater number 5. I'm not going to pay for this.
It's making me see movies that I would never see, but I'm also glad I saw. Like, there's no reason for me to go see the new Jumanji, but I've seen the new Jumanji.
Yeah.
And that's because of MoviePass. That's 100% MoviePass because it's like I have a day off and I'm like, yeah, I can see the new Jumanji for free.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I can see it for free.
And then you're in the theater. You're seeing other stuff you might come back for.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get a snack at some point. Like, there, it makes sense to keep people. Yeah, okay,
I'm giving no money to the theaters. Oh, the system's not working for them at all.
All right, well, we only got about 2 minutes left in this first segment, but I do want to talk. The reason I brought Turner on was to talk. The Oscars are on Sunday. And I know you have some very strong, you're a movie, not only are you a movie buff, some people are movie buffs and they could care less what they see, they just like to see everything.
I went to 1 year of film school, so
okay.
You can say I know what I'm talking about.
Batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
All right, so let's, we might not get through it yet, but let's just open with the Big Daddy. Best Picture, the nominees, Call Me By Your Name.
Great.
Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, Three Billboards. Let's do what, because I always see these whenever I look at the entertainment news. They always have like, should win, will win.
Okay.
So what should win, according to Turner?
Man, what should win?
What should win?
Man, I mean, what...
What did you think was the best picture out of all of them?
Out of all of them, I would say my favorite was probably Lady Bird.
Okay.
If I say what should win as far as, like, not nominated, I would have gone with The Florida Project.
Oh, I've heard that's really good.
It wasn't even in there, which really surprised me, because that was my favorite movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Call Me By Your Name was great. Get Out was great. Other than that, the other... picks didn't really do it for me this year.
Yeah.
I hated Three Billboards.
Oh, you hated it?
Hated it.
Really? I thought it was...
Too many coincidences.
I think it was awesome. Well...
There's so many coincidences. It's like it's like the new Crash. Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, whoops, I slipped on a banana peel and it solved racism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... Oh.
No, no, it's okay. That's a little Robert Palmer for you, just to let you know that we only got about 20 seconds. Okay, so you're saying Lady Bird.
Lady Bird was my favorite.
Should and Will?
No,
okay, that's should.
I think Will is Three Billboards, honestly.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then be back with my picks right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
This is Danny Ziegler, and my family's restaurant, Our Kitchen, has been located off 36th Street between Alderton and Bryant for 76 years. Stop in and you'll enjoy some of the most delicious comfort food around. Our made-from-scratch breakfast and lunch dishes like French toast, eggs, and hamburgers will be made right in front of you. And don't miss our award-winning pancakes and hash browns, too. Our Kitchen is open weekdays from 6:30 to 3, weekends 7 to 2, and enjoy our pleasant outdoor seating, weather permitting. Learn more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Believe it or not, it's time for spring cleaning. Okay, it's a little bit early to call it spring cleaning, but it's your last chance to save huge on carpet cleaning from Zero Res. With their patented and powered water, your home will smell fresh and clean and not like a janitor's chemical closet. And this month you can get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at $129. Plus this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for The Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, The Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
You know, here at Stand Up Records, when we say we have the best names in comedy, We're not messing around.
In fact, we were there first, with comedians who went on to become household names. Names like Hannibal Buress, Maria Bamford, the Sklar Brothers, Doug Stanhope, Mark Maron, and Louis Black. So why not head on over to standuprecords.com or amazon.com or the iTunes Music Store and pick up a classic CD, DVD, or download of the best comedians working today. And check out some of our other artists, because you never know who the next big thing will be. That's standuprecords.com.
Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change.
And we're back with more Laughing Matters here on AM Radio.
Welcome back to Car Talk.
Welcome back to Car Talk. If you are a regular listener of AM Radio, those are a bunch of young up-and-comers called the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. they got a lot of potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're listening to Laughing Matters. My guest, Turner Barham, and I'm Robert Barril. We're talking Oscar nominations. It's this Sunday. I like Three Boys. I don't mind the coincidences. You know, because I thought the performances
are good.
Are really good.
Francis is great.
And some of the humor, I like the dark humor in it, so it really wasn't that big of a focus for me, because you have to, story's got to move along.
When they start, it's just like, for some reason, when they start like solving racism, and then there's no real consequences for anyone who did anything, like no real consequences beyond like sort of this karmic consequence.
Yeah.
It feels weird to me. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like everything that happened bad to someone was always like the universe sort of just made it happen, you know? And it's like it relieves anyone of any responsibility.
I don't know about the universe, but I definitely feel I agree that like there really aren't consequences.
I guess the part where I was on board until I also don't want to spoil.
That's
too
fine.
Much.
There's gonna be spoilers.
It's not a huge, but the fire, the big fire. That's where it lost me. When he like wandered out into the street, but he had he's like, I was gonna help you.
You know what
I mean? I'm also good. You know? Like I was just like, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah. That's fair. So I will say that out of the ones I saw, which admittedly isn't a lot of, I saw Dunkirk. I saw Get Out. I saw The Post.
Did you like The Post?
I'm with you. I feel like Three Billboards. I did not. I thought The Post was okay. It was way too long.
Yeah.
They spent at least a half hour of that movie reiterating that the New York Times is the big dog, and they're like the plucky Post that, oh, if only we could get the scoop. And it's like, we get it. They're the bigger paper. And
the beginning 45 minutes of that movie is like unbelievably boring.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it. I know a lot of people who hated it. I didn't hate it. I will say it is sort of hard to like root for a billionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as much as like Meryl Streep's character, it's like, oh, she's like a powerful woman and that's important. It was like she's still just like a rich lady.
Yeah.
And I can only care so much about a rich lady.
Not only that, but like, again, with like the Times thing, they spent way too many scenes showing her to be like this wishy-washy worrywart to set up for the final scene where, spoiler, she like stands her ground.
Well, yeah.
But like, we get it.
And what are the stakes? It's like the New York Times already broke the story.
Yeah.
So like the only real stakes of the movie is that this rich lady who inherited a newspaper might lose the newspaper that she never earned in the first place. It's like, great, I don't care.
I mean, especially coming on, like, because I think, you know, when you think of like great journalistic movies like Spotlight or All the President's Men, there's this real sense of urgency and all that. And this one, it just...
The best part of The Post is it made me rewatch All the President's Men.
Yeah.
I like went home and rewatched All the President's Men, and I was like, oh, now this is a good movie.
A thousand times better.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say the ones that I watched, three Billboards will probably win. I really like Get Out. Maybe screenplay, if we get there.
I think Get Out won't take picture, but they got to give something to Get Out. Otherwise, just the world will explode.
I also feel like, given the whole Me Too movement and like Frances McDormand's character, I feel like just alone, as people are like, angry woman.
T-
Not unjustifiably, but like, yeah. I feel like that captures the moment.
I mean, to me, that's part of what bothers me about Three Billboards, is it just feels like such of the moment Oscar bait to me that I almost, like, even though I like it, it's just like, it feels so on the nose.
But I feel like that wasn't the intent, though. Like, you look a lot of what Martin McDonagh's done, and that's kind of outside the mainstream, like Seven Sight. I feel like kind of happened that way, but
yeah. But it just, to me, I was just like, I didn't like Shape of Water at all. Really?
I didn't see Shape of Water.
It's too
I feel like that's a rare horny. Opinion, though.
Too horny.
Too horny.
It was
okay.
Too horny. The fish was too horny. No, thank you.
Yeah, gotcha. I would like it if, like, when they do the Aquaman movie, if they just re-release The Shape of Water and just call it Aquaman.
Or they just replace Aquaman with the horny fish.
All right, we'll move on. Lead actor, Timothée Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out. I probably pronounced that wrong. Maybe. Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Denzel, Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Yeah, I think they got to go. I think they probably got to go Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, really?
I think that's where it's going to go. I don't know. I guess I haven't seen Darkest Hour, so I can't really, like.
I haven't either, but he seems to have all the momentum, and it seems like out of all the awards, it seems like there's one or two where it's like, it's going to be this person because he collects everything. And they pay, they like acknowledge
that's true.
How they broke barriers. But I feel like when Philip Seymour Hoffman won, when Forrest Whitaker won, when there's several where it's like, oh, they're going to win.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't even matter if the movie's that great.
Yeah, like when Jeff Bridges won and then Colin Firth won.
Yeah.
It was almost like how the Republicans, with the exception of Trump, like pick presidents. Like, it's his turn now.
Yeah,
He's had six nominations. He hasn't won. He doesn't suck in this movie.
He's been around.
It's his now.
He's older.
Yeah.
His neck is getting too thick.
Yeah, and Daniel Day-Lewis has already won, like, three. So
yeah,
I feel
and I don't think the Phantom Thread has the support that he would need to get anything from it, I don't think.
I thought Denzel was great in Roman J. Israel.
I didn't see that.
It is not... He is really good in it, but that movie, there's like no real plot to it. It's like, you think it's going to be about this, then this happens. So you think it's going to be about that, and then this happens. And you're like, oh, and then it doesn't.
Denzel's always good. So it's like,
for sure.
And I feel like they could throw it to him. But again, I don't think the movie has enough hype behind it that anyone would be excited for that as an option, you know?
Yeah. Plus, I also feel like in a time with like Trump, like people just look at a portrayal of good leadership. And they're like, that.
I think there is a world.
So I think Oldman has that going for him.
I think there's a world, though, where Get Out sweeps.
There is.
I do think there definitely is. I think it's a small chance, but I think there is, like, just given the moment right now and just given all the hype around it and how excited people are about it and, like, I think it would mean for the Oscars as a whole, for it to like take it.
Yeah.
It would be such a big moment of like this, like, oh, like this, like horror comedy with like almost an all black cast, like, like comes through and just wins the Oscar. It'd be such an important thing. So I think there is like a small percentage chance that like Get Out just wins everything it's in because it like means so much.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely got, like, as far as performance go, I feel like if anyone is going to beat Oldman, that it's going to be Daniel.
Totally.
I don't see the other guys. I mean, admittedly, I didn't see Call Me By Your Name.
Your Name is great. It's really great.
I've heard it's good.
And
it's got to be better than Annihilation.
And it's very, like, I mean, you got to remember with the Oscars, it's like mostly like Hollywood.
And it's all political,
people,
too, anyway.
But like, that movie's just so, it's like, you know, these like... It's about beautiful gay boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
Brokeback won a few.
Yeah, and it's so, it's like pretty, and it's like, they're really good in it. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, we're going to take another quick break here. You're listening to Laughing Matters with Robert Barilla on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Don't go anywhere.
Cocaine. Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously. And remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Find your place in a community you'll love at the Parade of Homes. On now. Go green with the Green Path Energy Efficiency Tour, sponsored by XL Energy. Get your free guidebook at Holiday and online at paradeofhomes.org. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with cell phone repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones same day, 7 days a week.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on Earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Tonight we'll have a low around 37 with a chance of drizzle after 9 p.m. Tomorrow that drizzle could continue with a high near 45, and Monday we'll see a high near 36 with a chance of rain and snow.
Don't miss the Midwest's largest health and wellness show. It's the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See up to 200 exhibitors, free speakers, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
I'm starting to sense a theme with these picks. I tell my producer to run wild with the choices for bumper music. I'm starting to sense it. Yeah, you listening?
He definitely got stoned before the show.
Yeah. I can't blame him. I don't like doing this show sober either. I'm Robert. Probably listening to Laughing Matter, sponsored by Stand Up Records. Check them out online. Stand Up Crap or. I think he told me Stand Up Crap was one of the websites. I feel like he might have been messing with me because I have been plugging that. Stand Up Records and StandUpCrap.com, I believe, are the two websites. Because I caught myself.
Was like, ah, some stand-up thing.
Stand-up thing, and then this is the real one. Yeah. Either way, buy my album Sex and Politics, now available. My guest for the show, Turner Barrowman, we're talking Oscars, predictions, nominations.
Oh, yeah, we are.
So now we're on to lead actress. I feel like this one's sort of decided based on the, you know, who's won everything so far. But Sally Hawkins, Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards, Margot Robbie, I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird, Meryl Streep, The Post.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Frances McDormand. There's almost no question. I think there's no way it's not.
I feel like the only way that Three Billboards doesn't get Best Picture is if she... If she gets Best Actress, I could see it not getting Best Picture.
Yes.
But if she doesn't, I feel like it gets Best Picture. Because that way they still honor her character, the sentiment.
I think probably your best bets, like if you were going to put money on it, it would be Three Billboards, Best Picture, Frances McDormand, for sure best actress. But I mean, to me, like Margot Robbie, I, Tonya was like one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah.
Definitely top 3 to 4 movies that I saw this year. And she's great in it. Yeah. She's so good in it.
Yeah. Funny, like, heartbreaking.
Fully transformed.
Sad. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, I love Lady Bird too. Mm-hmm. I would say that like that part wasn't like super, I don't think it like, it took a ton her like acting ability wise, but I mean it's a really nice movie, and it's really like, I don't think it's like an amazing film, but I think it's like, it's relatable, and it's like a nice small movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's gotta be Frances McDormand. And I love I, Tonya. I thought
I should have gotten a Best Picture
for sure nomination. Absolutely. I just think the Olympics are so depressing and fascinating to me. I just think like the Olympics, because just like the idea, so many, I know the Olympics just finished, but it's just so, imagine being the best you'll ever be at something at that young of an age. Like everything else that you're passionate about, or you like with comedy, like you, the longer you do comedy, every year you'll get better and better.
But with, well, like, I mean, I feel like I might be disproving that. But. Well, in theory.
You know, good comedians or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But like you can continue to like work hard and grow. Whereas like with the Olympics, it's like these people peak at like 20.
Yeah.
You know? And then the rest of their life, they have to just like deal with the fact that they'll never be better at the thing that they're passionate about than they were 4 years ago or 5 years ago, you know?
Not only that. So you have like the child actor thing where like, yeah, your most, your fame and the world loving you happen at such a young age. But also it's like, this is something you work years for.
Yeah.
And like comedy or anything else, like, okay, maybe you're not the best. There's still plenty of work for you.
Yes.
Whereas like if you miss tryouts, then like in the movie, you're working at a restaurant or you're doing like, there's a half a second separates world fame, knowing who you are, and endorsement deals from a shift at Denny's if you're not from, you know, any kind of money or anything.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it at all. Yeah. I don't think that would be... Yeah, the Olympics are depressing, and I know that's not the, you know, but it's just, it's so sad to me.
I like the idea of it, like a sketch where you're, like, broadcast the Olympics, and, like, that's all you talk about. It's like
oh, another great triple axel from her, but, I mean, think about next year. What's she going to be doing? Working at a zoo, you know? She'll be... feeding animals at a zoo.
Well, that's still not a bad gig. You know, you got animals.
I worked at a zoo in college. It was okay.
Yeah.
Selling pretzels.
Ooh.
Yeah, the pretzel
cart. So you didn't
even
get to work with animals. You just sold pretzels.
No, I worked at the pretzel cart, but the pretzel cart full of bees.
Oh, boy.
So
okay.
Kind of working
with
animals.
Sure.
You know?
Supporting actor, William Dafoe, Florida Project, Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins, Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer, which I feel like they're all, like, I haven't seen the movie, but this also feels like a, hey, it's not Kevin Spacey award, or like nomination recognition, like, hey, you filled in for that monster, so we'll give you some credit.
Yeah.
And Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards.
I mean, all right. So I love The Florida Project. It's my favorite movie of the year. I think William Dafoe's got to take it. But
it's deserved. I feel like he's really got a career.
I was disappointed that again there weren't more nominations for the people in that movie. He wasn't the best actor in that movie. The little girl is amazing. Her mom was great. But that's the reason they didn't get nominated. It's like I can't remember their names, and no one knows their names. So then it's just like. And that's what people care about with this.
Can you very briefly, for people that might not be familiar with the film, because it hasn't gotten a lot of attention at all, except for this nomination, like, what is it about, real quick?
Yeah, The Florida Project is about these like motels outside of Disney World in Florida, in Orlando. It's like these motels that all these like families live in because they're like insanely poor, and so they're like living in these motels, and Willem Dafoe is like one of the hotel owners who's like has to like ride the line between being like empathetic to these families that clearly have nowhere to go, and but also has to run a business, and it's sort of this like It's not a plot-heavy movie, mm-hmm. but all the performances are amazing, and it's like heart-wrenching and eye-opening to just like how terrible so many people's lives are because yeah. of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. But we can't have socialism.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
All right. So you're saying William Dafoe is going to win?
That's what I would like.
That should win.
Yeah, it'll be Woody or Sam probably.
Yeah, I feel like Sam is going to win just because of like the momentum and the character arc and stuff. But I also feel like Woody's kind of. I don't think this is his best role.
No.
But I feel like along with William Dafoe too, where it's like he's got a really solid career, and it'd be nice if he could.
They want to recognize
this could
him.
Also be like a 3 billboards sweep too, very easily. Get Out sweep.
I think that's a 80% chance it's a 3 billboard sweep.
Supporting actress: Mary J. Blige, Mudbound; Allison Janney, I, Tonya; Leslie Manville, Phantom Thread; Laurie Metcalf, Lady Bird; Octavia Spencer, Shape of Water.
Yeah, I mean, I think Allison Janney is so
hands
good
down.
In that.
That should so and good. Will.
And they need to get. I think they need to recognize I, Tonya more than I don't know. I don't think Margot Robbie's going to get Best Actress, but I think there's a good chance that she could get Supporting Actress. Allison Janney's so good in that movie.
I saw it. Me and my wonderful girlfriend Becky were at the theater. We saw I, Tonya, and literally there was an old couple, and they walked out 10 minutes in. Allison Janney walked them with her language.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, she's got it. She nailed it.
Did you go in the middle of the day? Was it a middle of the day?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a nighter.
I love middle of the day old people at movies. That's like my favorite genre. Because I used to go to matinees all the time.
You're a comic with movie pass. Yeah. That's who's seeing it. It's like comics that don't work during the day and old
people.
And
then old people. I remember I went to, at the Lagoon once. I went to a movie in the middle of the day. And I look, it was just me and this old couple. And I look back 5 minutes into the movie and both of them fast asleep. Fully snoring 5 minutes in.
Like my dad.
Yeah. I just watched this movie with a sleeping couple for the whole. It was so great.
That's love, I feel like.
I think
finding
so too.
Someone that you can just sleep through movies you pay to see in theaters with.
A $10 nap is for them.
You know what? It's dark.
It's great.
No one else is there.
Yeah.
It's just loud enough to drown everything else out.
Well, that way, if you die in your sleep, someone finds you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's how you got to do it.
That's good. Well, if you stay and sleep at home, it's like you're not doing anything. But if you sleep in a theater, it's like you're getting out.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting on clothes, you're doing a thing.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we both agree, Allison Janney, that one.
Totally.
Okay.
Absolutely. So good.
Director: Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Jordan Peele, Get Out; Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird; Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread; Guillermo del Toro, Shape of Water.
These director categories are always like baffling to me to a certain extent. I think they usually just end up nominating like names. You know what I mean? Like people that you'll recognize. Like they're not going to do like it's weird to me that Three Billboards isn't in this category just because it seems like such a front runner.
Yeah, or
for all the other categories.
Or Spielberg for The Post. Even though
Spielberg.
I didn't like it, I feel like that's still Oscar bait and Spielberg's kind
of. But I mean, I think it'd be awesome if Jordan Peele got it. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
To like see a sketch comedian win like best director. Like that'd be so awesome. And like I mean, Greta Gerwig, I love. I don't think Paul Thomas Anderson will do it. I think there's not enough behind that.
I didn't even realize he directed it until I just looked at it right now. Because I hadn't heard much about it, but I knew Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
But I feel like any other Paul Thomas Anderson movie, I knew it was a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. The Master, There Will Be Blood.
Well, every Paul Thomas Anderson movie is getting slow. They're just getting slower and slower. They're just like, it's just going to be one shot, unmoving. Nothing's going to happen during it. It's just going to be like a cobbler slowly working on a shoe. And that's going to be the movie.
Yep, and that cobbler will be played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. And then after the movie, Joaquin Phoenix will quit acting to become a cobbler because that's how invested in it he is. I don't like Guillermo del Toro. I think he's a hack.
You know, I feel like he's going to win.
I don't like him. I don't like Shape of Water. He's made one okay movie, in my opinion. I think Pan's Labyrinth's fine.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I think he's so overrated. I don't get it. I don't know. The Shape of Water, it's just like, what?
They definitely seem to like their foreign directors lately, too, because that one Alexander Iñárritu guy that won, like, back-to-back, which is, like, unheard of for Birdman
and I'm having
the
none
Revenant.
Of it. Americans only.
American. I think
what if that
Trump
was right?
Is, yeah.
Build that wall,
that's
keep
the
directors out.
That's
you know?
The one political position where you're like, Americans.
I'm a liberal, except for when it comes to foreign directors, in which case I want them out of this
Stay
country.
It, why isn't it under best foreign film?
Yeah. But I think
there's an umlaut in that guy's name. It should not be listed under best picture.
I think that it's kind of set up for Jordan Peele to win. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I don't think
Nolan's
going to get it for Dunkirk. No. I don't think PTA is going to get it. I don't think Gerwig's going to get it. I think it's set up for Jordan Peele to win, which is cool.
Yeah. Okay, so let's animated feature. We can kind of skip that. Adapted screenplay. Call Me By Your Name, The Disaster Artist, Logan, Molly's Game, Mudbound.
I didn't see Mudbound, so I don't know.
I didn't
know.
See it, but that's on Netflix, though. I could see it. I haven't seen it. Molly's
Disaster
Game
Artist
I thought was okay.
Can't get it because Franco got Me Too'd or whatever. So that's
Oh,
that's
I didn't
out.
See that Franco got Me Too'd.
Oh, yeah. He's a bad man, apparently.
Okay.
Well, I mean, at this point, like, just any movie with a man in it, just just bet that you're not going to be able to like the movie for as long as you'd hope. That's just where I'm at with all directors, writers. You're just like, mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy this for the minute that I can.
Call Me By Your Name. Yeah, that's a good way to honor that movie. I just don't... Logan, I thought was good, but I don't know if, like, a comic book movie. Yeah, like a Dark Knight thing. I don't think they get recognized. All right, we'll be back with our last segment of Laughing Matters right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously, and remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
Lowry Hill Meats, your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farms. Using whole animals gives Lowry Hill Meats the benefit of preparing custom cuts and dry aging. They offer beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry, including whole duck, roasting hens, turkey, quail, pheasant, and Cornish hens. Their sausages are made fresh in-house weekly using 40 rotating recipes. Try their handcrafted sandwiches. They are second to none. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis or online at lowryhillmeats.com.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show, airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at MinnesotaHospice.com.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silico-volcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Hi, it's Tom inviting you to the Blue State Ball VIP reception on Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP starts at 5:30, where you can meet and take selfies with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts. The reception is a hosted bar with butler past hors d'oeuvres, great music from Paul Metza, and signed book giveaways. Then stick around for general admission at 7. So come mingle with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts during the Blue State Ball VIP reception. VIP tickets are at am950radio.com. I'll see you at the Blue State Ball.
Dave Waite, hot dog.
Sometimes I think I should go see a therapist. I know that's something you can't say in the Midwest. It's probably more comfortable to fart on an elevator and tell everybody to get a whiff.
The all-new album from StandUpRecords.com.
We went to Milwaukee because my dad was collecting postcards at the time. So we drove 7 hours in a car to see tiny pictures of other better vacations.
Now available from standuprecords.com, the iTunes Music Store, and Amazon.com. Dave Waite, hot doggin'.
All right.
Okay, now I have no idea what the pattern is.
Well, the high's wearing off.
Oh, okay, high's okay, sure. Or he's just so high he's watching cartoons now.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Laughing Matters on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Sponsored by Stand Up Records. Buy my album, Sex and Politics. I'm Robert Burrell. My guest, Turner Barrowman. Turner, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Corner Bar next weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 10th and the 11th. Oh, my God. 9th and 10th.
9th and 10th.
Don't go anywhere on the 11th.
Well, you can go to House of Comedy on the 11th.
Oh, yeah. Go to House of Comedy. sure.
Yeah. I'm headlining House of Comedy March 7th and March 11th. That's 7th. Wednesday the 7th, Sunday the 11th. That's a door deal. So I would like people to show up. I'll also be selling hard copies of my CD there, so you can get those. And if you buy one, you get tickets to come back and see another show for free. It's a pretty sweet deal. All right, let's get back into it. We were at Adapted Screenplay.
Adapted.
I think we both Call Me By Your Name. Probably maybe Mudbound.
Yeah, I can't speak to it because I haven't seen it. So.
I didn't see it either. I heard it's good. I'm gonna go Mudbound. Original screenplay: The Big Sick, Get Out, Lady Bird, Shape of Water, Three Billboards.
I'd love it if the Big Sick took it.
Or Get Out. I feel like either one of those would be great.
Yeah, just to see like comedians succeed on that level is like inspiring to an extent. And I don't know. I mean, I don't.
I feel like that is where comedians are most often honored. Like every once in a while, you'll get someone for acting, but usually like Kristen Wiig for Bridesmaids was a screenplay, or like Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat was screenplay.
Yeah, it's like right. They put it in the writing category. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think it would be. I think it should be probably Get Out, but Big Sick would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Bird, I'd be fine with. But honestly, Three Billboards will probably take it.
I feel like Get Out was sharper. Like, I think like it was just a tighter story, a tighter script. Whereas, like, I feel like there were moments where The Big Sick kind of dragged a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Get Out never let up.
Yeah.
From the beginning, it was fast, it was tight, it was funny, it was dark.
Yeah, and it's like, it's also cool to me to see a genre piece win.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, to me, that's like it's such a big deal that, like, I don't know, horror stuff like that just like does not get recognized ever, and it's weird. So it'd be dope,
like actual horror, like a Silence of the Lambs, and not just like a drama.
Yeah,
like, you
drama,
can say
like
No Country
thriller,
for Old Men, but that isn't horror.
But it's like
that's
a thriller,
like creepy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Any other
cinematography? But no one cares.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are there any other ones
animated
that you even care
about?
Yeah,
I really like
to
get into the animated shorts.
Oh, some strong
live
opinions
action shorts.
On the animated shorts. Who are you going to be clapping for at this year's They Passed Away montage? Any deaths take you?
I don't even know. I can't keep track of who's dying at what year.
Who
died this year?
What's his name? That really great character actor. Lucky. Call Me Lucky or... no, well, the Barry Crimmins is the comedian from Call Me Lucky. But I forget his name. He's he's been in hundreds of movies. I can't think of it now.
Yeah, but R.I.P.
Clearly I wasn't prepared.
R.I.P. that guy.
R.I.P. that guy. R.I.P. the other ones.
Let's look up who died in 2017.
Do you go all out for Oscars? Do you throw like a little party? How do you view it?
Used to always watch it without question. Just like I had to. Oh, Bill Paxton.
Oh, really?
Did he die?
I had no idea. Yeah, I remember because there were a whole bunch of comics posting like Bill Pullman jokes.
Oh, yeah. God,
like, Bill Pullman's wife is getting flowers. And,
it's such a bummer that's how I know all news now. It's just like... What was the hacky joke everyone was doing on Twitter and Facebook and pretending was like a hot take? That's how I know that's how we remember that Bill Paxton died.
Yeah.
That's sad. I like Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't really throw parties. I used to. My mom used to always throw Oscar parties that she would like let me come hang out at. It was like her and her lady friends, and
that's
like
so funny.
And then me, like little Turner, being catty about their dresses and stuff, which I loved. But like, I haven't watched it in a while because honestly, like it's the older I get, the more I'm just like, this is, it is boring. It's such a boring ceremony.
It's boring. It's self-indulgent.
They do such
a bad job. It's incredibly self-indulgent.
They really need to just like, they need someone in there to like fully just like not take it seriously. Yeah.
But even when they try, I feel like it's still boring.
Well, because
it's
just a marketing thing.
Exactly. Because like Chris Rock or whoever, like, oh, are the Oscars going to be bad this year? And then he's in and it's like still kind of boring. And you're like, well.
Yeah, you want someone to come in and make fun of it. But then all the actors are so self-serious. And
yeah,
they won't laugh. Do you see that Frances McDormand thing?
No.
I love her, but it's so funny. There's a part in her speech. I don't know what it was. So I saw someone post it on Twitter, but it was like a part of her speech from, maybe the Globes or something, where she starts thanking, she starts her speech by going, representation. And then you think she's going to talk about, like, women in film and, like, people of color in film. And then she just starts talking about her agents. And it's, like, the most, that's why it'll never be good. Like, that's why no matter what, you'll never have a compelling Oscars, because they're just, actors are the least self-aware, least funny people ever. Like, they're just so out of touch. And so it's like, you just can't make it interesting after a certain point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always interested to see who wins, just because it's like, I care about movies and stuff. So it's like sports to a certain extent. You get to be
For sure.
You get to be like, oh, this thing won it or whatever. Actually, like, sitting down and watching it now, it's just like such a drag.
Like, even movies you really like, you're still, you're rooting for them. But it's...
Well, then you find out, and then you got to watch whoever made the movie try to be a public speaker. And it's how are all these actors so incapable of, like, giving a good speech or being compelling by, like, I don't know. It's baffling.
It's also, like, I feel bad, too, because there's obviously awards that no one cares about. And I think even the people that win them know that no one cares about it.
Yeah.
So, on the one hand, like, I get why they put them later on in the night and they give them 10 seconds. But it also feels kind of bad because, again, like, almost the Olympics. Like, they've worked their whole lives for it.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, thank you. And then they start the first few chords of, like, the wrap it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I mean, I get that they're not Angelina Jolie.
But those are the people that they probably have more compelling things to say.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is, like, some super famous actor really going to say about, like, you know, like, sure, it's taken them forever to get recognized, but, like, most of these people have been famous for, like, 10, 15 years. It's like, you can't be famous for that long and still be, like, in touch with anything or, like, I just don't buy it.
I love the idea of, like if Daniel Day-Lewis won, because it would be, like, his fourth.
Yeah.
And then at that point, if he just, like, plugged MoviePass, like, have you guys heard of MoviePass? Like, and like, that's his whole... like, I've already thanked my friends, my family. Yeah, I've won four of these.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, he wins again. It's like, he doesn't even care anymore.
Yeah, Denzel.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they don't care about this stuff.
Mm-mm.
Why does it bother them?
It's like, when you look back and watch, like, the clip of... Because sometimes I've done that, too, where you look back in previous, like, on YouTube, like, people that won. Like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck for Good Will Hunting, where they're, like, these young guys, and they're, like, jumping up and down, like... That seems way more genuine than just
totally.
Like the Anne Hathaway. Oh my God, I've won everything already. And then I won.
Here's
my speech. And then performs that.
Totally.
You're like, ah, it's so phony.
Yeah.
All right. So rooting for Get Out for the sweep.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be cool. I think it's the coolest option. Anything else is just going to whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to Corner Bar and House of Comedy next week. Do your comedy homework. Hope you have a good rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.